Mondom, de yatırım gördüm, onları bağlayacağım. Divani durdum gözüm de olmam da gözüm. Kanji domavun da gözü, kanji yürüyen olsan. Kanji nümüm adorda gündemi dağılam. Çizdi rojo durdun donum, aman gibi söyleyeceğim. Nasıl da tepki kurdun, divani yürüyen Kanji mimeyo meyo mimeyo 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 Sokurmenin ucuzunda Patin durdun zavarı, gencem dağdan bakanma. Kim bu güncün cümle sizi paçayı dağlandırma. Kimi güncüsü bu, oncu çıçan bizim zara. Nancır sizi kıvı durdun, ben ne tutacağım. Dahi ve dağlı dağlı cümle, kıvın dağdan bir dağlı. Doğu güncü rakı cıdan bağ, tam cikge dağda gittin oğlu oğla.
Ben doğa namgın tadan yandı, sizi sizi cikgın oğlu. जो भी संजीव कोंगा ने जो कोई तेज़ तो यंत्र अमर चें चें बोला यंत्र अमर चें मोला तो संगम संजीव जंबर साउंड ने संबंध संजीव जो तो तोड़ते को मिल जाता है।
So first we should begin by developing the motivation to listen, reflect, and meditate. On the meaning of the great Majjhimaka, Shentong, in order to achieve enlightenment so that all sentient beings as vast as the sky may become enlightened, may attain enlightenment.
So we debated on Sunday's Sutsu.
Arasana, Sentya Nela Dehi Nubo, Dandam.
So the basic point of the Shentong Great Majjhimaka is that the qualities of the Tathagata Garbha, the Buddha nature, are inseparable from its essence and are spontaneously present in the sense that they are non-compounded and non-created and are what? Yeah, I use the word spontaneously present or in that sense. And the stains that and the obscurations that hide that Buddha nature are inessential, they're not of the essence and are removable.
Dolok yin dong dang ha log yin dong ni re ma log yin dong de pat tu jong khol lo la so pa le tem bare so bare dolok yin dong de ni
So, generally speaking, there are the two kinds of Shentong. There's the Sutra Shentong and the Tantra Shentong. And the source for the tantric Shentong is the Kala Chakra, and the Sutra Shentong is the Ratnagotra Vibhaga, the Julama, and many other sources. And today we're again looking at the Julama, and as Rinpoche said yesterday, the fourth Vajra point has the three sections giving the three reasons, then the 10 topics, and then the 9 examples of the way the Buddha nature is obscured. And yesterday we did points 1, 2, and 3 of the 10 topics concerning the Buddha nature, and today we're doing the 9th, which is about the ever unchanging nature of the Tathagatagarbha.
Yang ta namja gopatta tam je kaso sem je rangin o sar kani ba den na nam kha jin de yo ni de yang da mi do le zong de cha so lo go kne te nyu mo mo de chi sa
so the verse which sums up this topic is reads as follows: the mind's nature, that is clear light, is changeless like space. You could say luminosity or clear light is changeless like space. It is never troubled, or the word here is klesha. It's never troubled by the adventitious stains, such as desire, which arise from the wrong ways of thinking. So these two lines are explaining how the Buddha nature itself is changeless, and how the klesha, or the disturbing influence, emotions and obscurations and so on, are without, are not of the essence. So that the first part, the mind's nature that is clear light, that's referring to the Tathagatagarbha. And that is changeless like space, is the example that the example of changelessness, and that it's never troubled by the adventitious stains such as desire, which arise from the wrong way of thinking. This never troubled, never disturbed, never spoiled. That's the idea that the stains are not of the essence.
So in diesem Vers werden verschiedene Dinge.
Bayan, yes, in the capsule, same general way, that the king will a Jura Mabakian, yes, in the capsule, Jura Mabak. And then, Lange capsule, Jura Mabak. Devu capsule, Jura Mazor, the Jura Mabasor, the Tadam Jura capsule, Hitler Madava Mambo Jatin was much.
Jura Mabak. So then this is expanded, this meaning is expanded in the rest of this section of the Jiva Lama into three main sections, which are the changelessness of the Buddha nature at the in the ground or in the base, which is, in other words, its changelessness within within beings, and then the changelessness of the Buddha nature through the course of the path, and the changelessness of the Buddha nature in the when the fruit emerges, or as the result of the path, so that there's the base, the path, and the fruit changelessness. So the Buddha nature being unchanging at the in the ground or in sentient beings is explained with the example of the five elements, earth, water, air, fire, and space. And so the in this example it's describing how from the I'm trying to remember it now the wind arising in space, and then the on the basis of the wind there's the water, from the water there arises the earth, and from the earth arises the is it the fire? Anyway, it's like the so maybe I'm elaborating it too much. He said he only said that the five elements depend on each other. So that they all depend on each other, and they all sort of depend on space. They all exist in space. They all need space in order to exist. But space itself doesn't need them in order to exist, and doesn't need anything in order to exist. It's just simply it's simply there in its own right. It doesn't depend on anything. And in the same way, the skandhas, they each depend on the others. And they, in the same way that the elements exist in space, the skandhas exist in the nature of mind, the clear light nature of mind. And that nature of mind doesn't depend on any of the skandhas, and it doesn't depend on anything. It's like space.
Yongye nangke ying su jie jie nangke ying sum ga na jing ga am jing jing zu ni yang nang ka le jing jing me da de yin du sim jing ji pong po kan de jing jing nam sim jing ne lo we sa ji ying su jing jing xin ni yang
So just like the elements arise and are destroyed in space, the skandhas arise and are destroyed in the clear light nature of mind. But just as space doesn't arise and isn't destroyed, so the clear light nature of mind does not arise and is not destroyed.
In gleicher Weise, wenn jetzt die
So the skandhas, the dhatus and ayatanas, they arise from the clear light nature of mind, and they cease in the clear light nature of mind. And when the skandhas, the dhatus or ayatanas arise through not although we don't realize it, or through not realizing that they are arising from the clear light nature of mind, they arise, and but they don't arise from anywhere else other than the clear light nature of mind. And when they cease, again, they don't go anywhere else other than the clear light nature of mind. So that, in fact, in essence, the skandhas, the dhatus and ayatanas are beyond arising and ceasing. I'm going to change it, so they're not beyond arising and ceasing, they're beyond coming and going. when they disappear, when do they cease? And you could think they ceased at Buddhahood, when they cease in the clear light nature of mind, or you can think that when we die, they cease in the clear light nature of mind. Like dreams,
that's ceasing. The So dies entstehen und vergehen.
So
So the changelessness of the path is the mind's nature, the Tathagatagarbha, during the stages of a bodhisattva's progression through the ten bhumis. So gradually, as the bodhisattva progresses through the stages of a bodhisattva, the bhumis, the stains, the inessential stains are gradually given up, progressively given up, and at the same time, there's a tremendous accumulation of punya. It's commonly translated as merit, oddly translated as merit. And during that process, it's important to understand that what's happening is that the progression through the stages is about progressively giving up the inessential stains and veils. The Buddha nature itself doesn't change.
So the
verses continue with examples of how the bodhisattvas on the ten bhumis manifest suffering, such as the suffering of birth, sickness, old age and death. And the reason that they're manifesting this suffering is out of compassion for beings, in order to benefit beings, so that the beings see the bodhisattvas as suffering in this way. But from the bodhisattva's own point of view, there is no birth, sickness, old age and death.
Then, Lula, Denbar Zimbatan, Chela Denbar Zimbatan, Lula Denbar Zimba, Chela Denbar Zimba, La Sobe, Tanzin, Yere, Dobu Chedatini,
nākāṅcāvā tēmbārī. Kārsē nākāṅcāvā mēpā sāñcū sāmbācī yōna, tēnā āvā māṅbō yōngirē, rāvā. Tēnē dōmā sō, tēnē rāṅkā kēkīṅ lāma tē, nākāṅcāvā mēpā cī tūdātī yōna, tēnē kōnsō nīñjōṅ cīgā mārē, tāṅcīṅ cīgā rē, tēnē tēpā cīntū chū yāṅkā pā yōngu yāo mārē. Tēsē nā nīñjī wāṅkā nākāṅcāvā tē. Tēnē yōngu rāvā.
So he's explaining exactly how it is compassionate to show sickness, old age and death to beings. And he's saying that, for example, a bodhisattva who has a circle of disciples, if he were to manifest as never getting sick, old or dying, then the disciples wouldn't develop any feeling of wanting to renounce the world. They would feel they wanted to be like the Lama, who was like permanent. He was never sick, he was always there, he never died. That seemed great, that's what they wanted, and they would become attached to this the body and life as something that is real and permanent, and so they would never come to understand the true nature of the true nature, because they would be they'd have this strong clinging to the idea of permanence. So therefore it's incumbent on the bodhisattva to demonstrate sickness and old age and death in order to benefit the disciples and to enable them to develop a feeling of wanting to renounce the world and to cut through their clinging to the body and to life and so on as real.
Wie kommt es, dass Bodhisattvas aus Mitgefühl
Sanchu Sempa Gekin Allama Dosa Nikiya Meena Kade Yung San Do Na Su Takye Tang San Mo Tang Kuro. Shabha? Sanchu Sempa De Hiya Meena Ta Lama Jika Me Lama Dosa Hiya Meena. Shabha? Tene Te Lukru Peso Pe Kade Zosa Re Kade Yung San Re Tela Takye Tang Kuro. Shabha? Takye Tang Kuro. Hakuzuma. Pena Lama De Hiya Me Tuta de deva yena tene, loma teso ke, chen de devo yon tak, jipo yon tak, chen de peya tendo tak, keida tenbo yon ya mado, tene chu ya ku zon. So, narasan no tena wo samu, tiran so kare.
He said he thinks personally.
Ja tenbo zoya, keida tenbo zoya, tok tenbo zoya, wang tenbo zoya, rewa, tena wo zon. Rewa?
Lama so shi amin. So he thinks that he personally thinks, and he wonders what you think. He said, "I think that if the lamas didn't die, then the disciples wouldn't be concerned about practicing the Mahayana path and to have the feeling of renunciation. They would think, they would see the Lama there as something very permanent and never dying, and they would become more concerned with things like becoming very famous and very powerful and very rich and so on, and they wouldn't be concerned with the with realizing the Mahayana Dharma. That's what he thinks.
Wenn man die sagt, so ist eine Sache, die wir selber.
Na, was geben, ich habe die Gurken. Na, so, na, 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 ich habe die Gurken.
He said it's the same for us.
He
says, and it's the same for us disciples, that if we didn't get sick and grow old and die, then we wouldn't be motivated to practice the Dharma. It's because we get sick and get old and die that we're motivated to practice the Dharma. And if we didn't, then we would again simply be, even if we practice Dharma, we would be doing it in order to get some more power or more fame or good reputation or some sort of worldly end that would benefit us in this life. We wouldn't be thinking about something that goes beyond that this life.
Nākān khyāvā yōpā tāṁ, nākān khyāvā mēpā nīsō kālē kārē sē nō, tēne nākān khyāvā mēpā tē khirā kālē kārē. Nākān khyāvā yōpā tē kālē kāpō mārē, nīsō rāmbō yō mārē, tēnyā nākān khyāvā tē tē kvā kēmī rōlō mēlāṁ jūmā tā vārē. Nākān khyāvā tāṁ mēn tē nā tō hācāṁ kālē kārē yō sē.
So he says, out of the two, those who suffer from sickness, old age and death, and those who don't suffer from who don't suffer from sickness, old age and death, who have the biggest problem, you know, who's got the greatest suffering, basically. And he's saying it's definitely those who don't get sick and get old and die, because those who get sick old and grow old and die, they don't really have a problem, because it's all like a dream and an illusion anyway, and because they're suffering and they're growing old and dying, then they're very motivated to practice the Mahayana Dharma. The people that have really got the problem are those people who are not getting sick and growing old and dying. So we should, you know, think they're the ones that have really got the suffering and the problem.
Yona kanga mebe juti naga chewa te tutsu tungtung yinpa maze denbar mado pa mula tepa chenpi lola mula juma tawa yinpa sena te kale kapo yuwa maare te gogo mebe pa naga chewa meena tene nawa mebe lula tsoka yuwa maare ina yana naga chewa meena sena dunga chenpi yuwa maare kale kapo yuwa te yabo samudango.
He's saying that the those who don't have the sickness, old age, and death, they may feel quite good physically, but actually mentally their suffering is much greater, and that we really need to have sickness, old age, and death in order to practice the Mahayana Dharma.
Kita nanti so donga ya pada tien de, donga je sen jo de, ngaja cungan dongre. Ngaja mana thado yang nyumbat, thado de ngaja lebih. Dek yang tu jo itu pasalasa. Kalau pada nyingi je, rangan kita nanti so je donga ya pada tien de, donga je coba de kalau kau ya pada tien de, jadi kau sen tien yang nyingi je. Ngarang ni. Donga chese ti haja mungbu yore. Mayin dhobi donga ti chung chung re, ti ngay songa donga chenbu yore. Ti korba sinti ni nyingi ti yore. Mayin tiaka nanchi donga su chung chung re, ti zepar kawa rangka mung sumtu nyunga la tenze nyewa yida tundu la sope, ti ngay songa donga haja chenbu ti su la, ti nyingi ti yore. Korba sinti ni nyingi ti yore kayo, yibara. Ti ngay soba ti, Dunga te dekwa le songwa tan, deva te geva le songwa hibe, tini geva dropa la ga. Geva dropi dekwa pangwa na gawa. Te yuenjin somba na, yuenjin som sheba le, dunga le yuenjin. Dunga ji.
So, Rinpoche is saying that in Shantideva's entering the path of the Bodhisattva's conduct, the text, Bodhicharavatara, he talks about the three good qualities arising out of suffering, and the first is that when we suffer, then it undermines our pride, and by undermining our pride, then our jealousy and our other mental poisons become less, because jealousy and so on depend on pride. And secondly, so it lessens the mental poisons and negative emotions, and then secondly, it gives rise to compassion, because by seeing the suffering of the human realm, which is relatively little compared with the sufferings of the beings in the other, thinking about the suffering and thinking about what causes suffering, which is the negative karmic action, and thinking about that good things all come from, and happiness comes from positive karmic actions, then thinking about suffering will automatically motivate one to, and make one feel very happy to engage in doing positive karmic action and giving up negative karmic action. So that's the third advantage.
Chove tekpa sevarasi, korwa pala nyingi ki delian zengi ngelaka.
So he was just reciting the verse, which reads like, furthermore, suffering is something good, or is a good quality, because by through remorse or sadness, or one's pride is cleared away, and compassion arises for those who are wandering in samsara, and so that one is careful about negative action, and one rejoices in good action, positive action. So in brief, for us who are practicing Dharma, it's good to suffer, and we don't want to not suffer.
So in quotes,
So in the same way, religious people or institutions, they or centers, they need to have suffering and difficulties and problems, because otherwise they would be having too good a time, and they would then get carried away with thinking about how to get bigger and better and greater and more famous and richer and all the rest of it. And so he said, this is my own personal view. He said, you may think differently, but.
Gleicherweise wie er.
Dann Devi gab so, Sanje, bei der Devi, der ging im Mund, die Jöbe gab so, Sanje, der Kossum, der Jinga, die Jüngin Sanje, Majapata, Taye, der Sinjinje, der Turba, Zene, der Lodun, der Bade, der Jinja, Devi, der ging im Buranga, Mol, und Jüwan.
So then at the third kind of changelessness, the changelessness of the fruit, and here we're talking about when the all the veils and so on have gone and the Tathagata Garbha has fully emerged, then the three kayas, Buddha kayas, become manifest, and the five wisdoms become manifest, and the power to benefit limitless beings starts to operate, and this is the fruit of the path. But in essence, there has been no change in the nature of the Tathagata Garbha.
And then, dritten Abschnitt, dann wenn.
Jurmi sem genelo motorwar. Gyoche tsendere hina lobarinjo. Gyoche. Jurmi sem je ne log matorwa so the tor gobre, de matorwa. Jurje tender hina lobaranjo. Tenden jura de jebare, tenden jura de jebare hina de ne lugre. Kadi lugre, tende no and you put to all over the tenny lugre. Jurje tender hina lobaranjo.
Tede chen.
Hina hima.
Chen. Jurje tede shen.
Digging in Botsorgo. Then Master was sending Jura that you have said they did like Hina. Look at it. Can you send a tip that they did like a city Hina young? She will come to pay by your Maracanga Sandor. Roa? Round you said, Long Joe, Kaja, Candace China, Pingaman. You said, Long Joe, young Arangajis, young Mare, Kaja, young Arangajis, young Mare. Young Mare? This and look at it, there's lovely. Look at how good one. Look. You mean send your nail of Motorwa, your chair tender in a Lovanjo. Nanga Nanzi, Jawu Motorwa, server, Jawu Tona, Domanpe. Second with you for
it. Dancing.
Nanga Ranga Nanzi, Nanzi, Jawu Motorwa, server, Jawu Tona, Domanpe. Come with you for it.
So Rinpoche felt it was necessary to have a few lines, compose some lines on this subject. So he just composed some lines. And it goes, so if you don't seek and find the unchanging nature of mind, then by becoming a or clinging to the changing the what's the word for it, the ever changing this life, which is not unchanging, which is change. There's another word. Constantly changing life, things of this life. This, if by attaching to that, then we are. We're cheated by clinging to things in this life because that are full of change. Because, in fact, that we can spend our whole life gathering riches and fame and security and all the rest of it, but when we die, then it's all gone. So we've lost out. And then the second verse was, if we don't tame or deal with the enemy of our own clinging to self within, then by trying to deal with the enemies outwardly, we simply increase our suffering. Because Rinpoche was explaining that all our suffering is arising from the our clinging to self, and if we can overcome this enemy, then we don't suffer anymore. Whereas if we try to deal with the outer enemy, and we have this idea that if we remove from our lives everybody and everything that is causing us any kind of problem, it's sort of like an enemy, if we can get rid of all that, we have this idea, then we would be happy. But in fact, by struggling to get rid of all of that, all we do is we remove one enemy and it's simply replaced by several more, so that our suffering actually increases, because the more we struggle to get rid of enemies, the more things arise as enemies. So that's it, basically.
Yati danda ta de mjer vetu danda to de de
sisma. So Rinpoche has now finished explaining the point about the ever unchanging nature of the Buddha nature.
Ene je ke tera so ji so bi je da ma ta de mjer vetu ka ni ke le jo ja ba ni re ya ni ya to lo ni ya.
And it would be good to read through that section of the Jiulama that's been translated into English, and to read it over and over again.
So damit sagt man, she hat es.
We should meditate in accordance with the verse, which is, here there is nothing to remove and nothing to add. The one who sees the truth of being as it is, or in the right way, by seeing the truth, is liberated. And this means that in the nature of mind, the Buddha nature, there is no faults or to be cleared away, and there are no qualities to be newly created or added, but simply by seeing in the right way. And the right way here means with the intelligence or the the wisdom that arises from meditation, one rests without any conceptual artifice, just letting the mind, leaving the mind to in it to to rest naturally without any contrivance or manipulation, then we should meditate like that.
So jetzt ein wenig zu
meditieren.
And this corresponds to the section in the progressive stages of meditation on the Shentong, so that if one reads again and again that section of in the progressive stages, then again that will help the meditation.